Hello, Trailblazers. Welcome to the Headlamp Hour, the podcast where the trail begins as the sun sets. I'm your host, Nate Jukes, and this is your space to connect with the fearless souls who lace up their running shoes before dawn and after dark, navigating the trails by the gentle glow of their headlamps. In a world where every second counts, we'll dive into the stories of these dedicated trail runners who squeeze in their runs during the headlamp hour, balancing the demands of work, family, and the irresistible call of the wilderness. So as the world sleeps, join me, Nate Jukes, and our incredible guests as we embark on a journey of passion, perseverance, and the untamed spirit of the headlamp hour. Hello, thanks for tuning in. As I said in the intro, my name is Nate Jukes, and I am the host of this new podcast called The Headlamp Hour. And in this introductory episode one, I just wanted to introduce myself and talk a little bit about this podcast and what it's going to be and what I have planned for it. And so let's jump right into it. So I've been brewing on the idea of starting a podcast for several months now. I'm an actuary by day, a trail runner by early morning, and a husband and father everywhere in between. Recently, I've been getting into trail running, and it's been an awesome community to enter and be a part of. I love listening to the stories of the elites doing amazing things, you know, the Courtney DeWalters, the Jim Walmsleys of the world. But some of the stories that have most intrigued me have been those of us normal folk, normal people, everyday mere mortals, also trying to crush their goals and working around full-time professions, family, and other pursuits, but still managing to get out and doing what they love. So that's what the focus of this podcast will be, those individuals that are balancing their love of trail running and sport with family, work, and other obligations. I want to talk about how they do it, why they do it, what drives them, what motivates them. And that's why the name of this show is The Headlamp Hour. It's about people squeezing in their runs when they can, before the sun comes up or after it goes down, just getting it in between work and family and other things that they have going on. So who am I? Who's the host of this new podcast? Well, like I said, my name is Nate Jukes. I'm a husband to my wonderful wife, Danielle. I'm a father of five, soon to be six. Right now, as of this recording, my oldest is 8 years old and my youngest is about 15 months. And it's November of 2022. I'm 33 years old. I'm a family man through and through. I'm also a man of faith, and my faith in Jesus Christ means everything to me and is really the foundation of my life with my family. So how did I get into running in the first place, though? This podcast is mainly about trail running, but I think my path into running was a pretty typical one. You know, it started back in middle school. The middle school mile, I noticed that I was, you know, pretty good at running a mile and would be faster than most of the other kids. So the summer before my freshman year of high school in Virginia, I was invited to cross-country practice by a friend. I ran 5 miles with them that day, the first day of practice. The next day, I decided to go back, and they said, the rest of the team said that they were going to do this 10-mile route, and they were worried that I wouldn't be able to go that distance, so they told me to just do the 5-mile route from the day that I did before. And so I did. I did the 5-mile route from the day before, and I got done, and you know, I couldn't drive, so I couldn't drive myself home. I had gotten a ride with a friend who was still running, and I decided to keep running. So I just did the 5-mile route again and did 10 miles, and I finished just a few minutes before the rest of the team actually got back. And that's kind of when I really found out that I had kind of a knack for this endurance thing, this running thing, and I really enjoyed it. So high school was great. I actually moved to Utah in between my sophomore and junior years and finished high school there in Utah, in South Jordan, Utah, at Bingham High School. In college, I went on scholarship to Southern Utah University for my freshman year. Then I went on a two-year mission to Santiago, Chile for my church, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. After that, I came back to Southern Utah University and met my amazing wife, Danielle, who was also on the cross-country and track team. We got married shortly after and had a couple more years of running and traveling together on the team. And really in college is where my, passion for running and my talent for running was really formed as well. My college years were really formative for my running career. I was fortunate enough to have a great coach and some notable teammates that I have. Cam Levins, the Canadian, he was a year older than me, and I got to run with him for several years. And then also Hayden Hawks was also a teammate of mine, and he was a year younger than me, so I also got to run with him. In college, I posted some pretty good results and times. We competed in Division I at Southern Utah University. Most notably were my 10K PR of 28:43, my 5K PR of 13:50. Those were both on the track. My best place, I had a 15th place finish at the Division I NCAA Cross Country Nationals, earning All-America honors. I had a pretty good college career. I really enjoyed it. I had fun. I ran well, and as did my wife. My wife did really well as well, and we enjoyed running together then. So I definitely had an opportunity to pursue running after college further, but ultimately I chose not to. By my last year in college, my wife and I already had one kid, our first kid, and so I decided to go to graduate school instead of pursuing running full time. I went to graduate school at the University of Missouri, or Mizzou, as it is affectionately called, there in Columbia, Missouri. I got a master's in mathematics there. We had a second child there in Columbia, Missouri. And then after my master's, we moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, where I started a PhD in mathematics education at NC State University. I'd intended to become a professor of math at the college level somewhere. I loved teaching and I loved math, so I thought that made sense. However, during the PhD, I felt less and less enamored with the research aspect of being a professor. Writing definitely wasn't my strong suit, so 2 years into it, and now with three children, I decided to make a career change and become an actuary. Now, there are two types of people in this world, people who know what an actuary is and people who don't. So you might be asking yourself, what's an actuary? I'm glad you asked. So an actuary is someone who usually works in the insurance industry, like life insurance, car insurance, health insurance, etc., and uses math and stats to assess the risk involved with those insurance products, usually trying to predict when claims will come in, how much those claims will be, etc. So it's really exciting stuff, right? If you're into math, which I am. And so I really enjoy it. But quitting the PhD program after 2 years, I was able to find an internship as an actuary at a life insurance company there in North Carolina. So really up to this point, I hadn't pursued, running competitively. I had obviously run on and off. I had done some local races. During grad school, I had run on and off, but never, except with the exception, there was a brief summer period during my master's that I tried to run competitively again, But that faded quickly as grad school pressures and family pressures mounted again. But now that I was out of graduate school, in this actuarial internship, I started to have a little bit more free time and money, right? Grad school doesn't pay very well. Newsflash, right? So I had a little more free time and money to pursue, my hobbies again. I guess now I'll talk about how I got into, running again, or competitive running, I guess you could call it. I don't know if I'm actually there yet, but, I'm trying to get back into competitive running. So this is how I got started again. This was in the year 2019. By this time, my former college teammate Hayden Hawks was well into his trail running career. But honestly, I had no real idea what he was doing. During grad school, I hadn't really kept up with him or his accomplishments. In fact, it was a colleague at work who, when I mentioned that I knew Hayden Hawks and that I ran with him and he was one of my former teammates, this colleague was like, "You mean this guy?" And he proceeded to pull up a YouTube video of Hayden and Zach Miller duking it out at the North Face Endurance Challenge 50 miler in 2016. It was an epic battle that was documented by Jameel Corey on his YouTube channel, Run Steep, Get High. I'll link that video in the show notes, but yeah, he showed it to me and I was like, yeah, that's Hayden. Like, I didn't know he was that good. I had heard here and there, like, that he was winning stuff and whatnot, but like, I was like, wow, like, yeah, that's the guy that, that I ran with in college. Meanwhile, my wife was also getting interested into trail running. So, she signed up for this, it's called the Belmonte 50 in the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. And without knowing really anything about trail races, I crewed her to a second place finish. And that's kind of when I fell in love with trail running right then and there. I thought, wow, this is awesome. Like, running through the mountains for 50 miles, like up and down steep terrain. Like, this is pretty cool. It's like a really long hike, which I really like hikes and I like backpacking and things like that. And so I thought that was really neat. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And then about a year later in 2021, without a ton of time to train, I signed up for the JFK 50. So this was like, if you don't know the JFK 50, it's in Maryland. It starts on the Appalachian Trail, goes on the Appalachian Trail for about 16 miles, I think. And then the last like 30 miles are on this really pancake flat, crushed gravel canal towpath. And so I thought that one was doable and that I could at least finish that distance on that terrain. And I did just that. I finished in about 7.5 hours. I got 65th overall, 55th male overall, and that's it. I finished. But you know, I wasn't satisfied. I was used to competing, you know, not just finishing. And it was kind of demoralizing to, right from the gun, just let the front guys and gals just go, knowing that I couldn't go with them, but that I could go with them and at least be in the mix if I had trained properly. And so it was a little, it felt flat for me when I finished. I was like, yeah, that was fun, but you know, I really wanted to compete and not just finish. However, the fire for trail running was lit in me at that JFK 50 in 2021. But that fire didn't really start to burn bigger until during the pandemic, it became increasingly obvious that my job as an actuary would remain remote as long as I wanted it to. So I could live really wherever I wanted to. So me and my wife and I, and now five kids at this time, decided to move back to Southern Utah, to the same town that we met and went to school at. And so we did that in 2022. And it also happened to be the same town where a lot of my old teammates live and train. I've got here John Lee, Josh Gardner, and Hayden Hawks to run with and train with. And running with them again definitely added more fuel to my fire of desire for competitive racing and running again. And then trail running continued to appeal to me. And now that I was back living in a place with much better access to trails and training partners, it really appealed to me. And so I ran my second real trail race in October of 2023. It was just a local 50K, but I was in much better shape for it. And I did win it, and I actually broke the course record. And it just continued to light that fire in me and the desire to run trails, and was so exciting. And now I'm all in on trail running. I'm signed up for the Black Canyon 100K in February of 2024 in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm really excited to go there and at least be in the mix to run and compete and see what I can do. I love the idea of you know, pushing myself and seeing how far I can go, and the challenge of the different terrain and just the adventurous spirit that accompanies it and everything. So that's just a little background on me and how I got into running in the first place, and how I got into running again, and this time more into trail running. And so what is this podcast for? What is this about? Well, again, the title of it is The Headlamp Hour. I love running, but I'm also still a father and a husband, which is my number one priority, my family. I'm still an actuary. I have a full-time career, which is the way I make money and support my family, and I love doing it. But I also love to run. I love pursuing big goals and setting out to accomplish them. I love also how running gets me outside. I especially love how trail running gets me to places beyond where my car could take me, especially the cars that I own, a Honda Civic and a Honda Odyssey minivan, could definitely not take me where my legs could. But those are the kind of cars you drive when you have a big family. And that's what this podcast is all about. You know, people who are getting it done in life, getting it done with their family, getting it done with their careers, with service in their church or community, but also getting it done on the trails during that headlamp hour, during the time, you know, that they can, whenever they can squeeze it in. Yes, we'll talk with some elite runners. I realize that even some full-time elite athletes have obviously balance in their lives, show up in multiple ways, and I want to talk to them. I want to talk to them about how they get it done. But we'll also talk with the mid-packers and the back of the pack packers, or the back of the packers. Is it? You know what I mean. Those who are out there every day living the dream and trying to find joy and fulfillment in this life through trail running. And so I'm so excited to start on this journey and meet some awesome people, and I'm excited to have you along with me. So remember to charge that headlamp, and I'll see you at the trailhead, dark and early.